Avocado Toast. News, politics, and social issues for young people by young people. Hi guys, it's Jesse.
And Griffin.
And this is the third time restarting this recording. Woo! Yay! And also our second week of covering the coronavirus, because it went from probably about like a medium threat to a severe threat over the course of the last week. So, yeah.
Yeah. It went from something we were talking about. It was like, oh yeah, this is happening like outside of the US. And then now it's here.
And is literally everywhere in our country.
Yeah.
And we cannot travel within our own country. Yikes. Yeah. Griffin, why don't you talk about your life over the last, I think, like 2 weeks? A week and a half?
Not much has happened beyond coronavirus quarantine stuff. So, we had been planning to go to New Orleans together, and unfortunately, everything about that collapsed.
Yep, every single thing.
And then after that collapsed, we had been thinking of going to like a cabin in the woods, in like West Virginia.
And then,
and then that collapsed.
Yep.
And now we're all just quarantined in our own homes.
Yep.
I'm wearing pajamas 24 hours a day.
Me too. I am wearing pajamas, but I have to like do my makeup every day in case I have to do like a Zoom call with someone who is either my student or my colleague.
Mm.
So I don't want them to see what my real face looks like. Whereas if I was just playing Ticket to Ride online with you and Cass and our other friends, then I wouldn't care what my face looks like.
Yeah.
So that is how we have been spending our last several days.
Yeah, is playing Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, 3 days in a row for multiple hours every single day.
It's very fun.
Yes.
It's on sale on Steam right now if you want to check it out.
I really think we're going to cave and get the
other ones. Yeah,
I think we should get Europe next.
See, I kind of want to get Pennsylvania just because.
Okay, we'll put it to a vote in our group chat.
I'm the only one who would vote for that, is the thing.
I think Sophie would vote for it too.
Okay,
but I vote for Europe. I think that's what we should do.
I think that's actually legitimately the best idea.
But it's great. I mean, if anyone else wants to do that with their friends, I recommend you don't fucking do that so that me, Griffin, and everyone else, like, don't have laggy games. Thank you.
I was gonna say, as is sort of all of the plans that I did have are gone. And I've pretty much been told not to come into work. And I don't get paid unless I use my paid time off, which I need to probably do use some of.
Yeah. Can you...
So that I have enough money for rent next month.
Yeah, true. I mean, you definitely can't apply for unemployment because you're technically employed.
I think... there's a special exception that's been made by unemployment.
Oh.
So it's possible, but I also don't know how long, because my work's reassessing it on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So I don't know when, because it could be I apply and then actually you have to come into work. And so it's pointless.
Yep. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
It's unfortunate.
It is. Do you think your parents will offer to help in any way?
They probably would.
It's just better if they don't have to.
Yeah, I'd prefer that they don't have to do that.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, as for my life, other than playing Ticket to Ride, or Train Game, I Yeah, so I still have my job. I'm still working. I spent last weekend consoling sad students, even though I was not sad, and then helping them pack and moving them to the airport and bringing their stuff to storage lockers and blah, blah, blah. Now that's all over. And I've been having many a conversation with my colleagues about how, like, they're so sad that they, like, can't be with their students and they, like, don't have, like, set and defined hours to be working anymore. And I'm like, this was my whole last semester. And, like, I got no sympathy from fucking anyone. I hope they all rot in hell, including the people who are in charge of the program that I am in. I hate them with a burning passion. Cannot wait to leave this job because I will read them to filth. In addition to the entire organization that I work for, so.
Wow, tell us how you really feel.
I'm really mad at them. I am very disappointed, and I think that there are easy fixes, but they can't accept criticism, so it has to come from an outside source that has seen the inside and can actually hold them accountable. Yeah. So, yeah, but I've been doing great. I got a bunch of free shit from a student who I helped move. I have complete job security, which is super rare right now. Despite the stock market crash, I just got a dividend check, so that was pretty great. What else? My cats, I get to hang out with them a lot more, which is awesome.
Yeah. That is one bonus, is I get to spend all day with Pumpkin.
Yeah. Which is, like, super great.
And even though he's an annoying brat, I do love him.
Yes. Yes. I mean, he's not that much of a brat. My personal life is doing very, very well. I pitched an article to a magazine about the contraceptive choices that AFAB trans people make, that's assigned female at birth, and it's like a combination reported piece and personal essay, and it was accepted, and is the largest amount that I have ever received from my own writing for a singular piece.
Oh, wow.
Which is very exciting and means good things for the projection of my career, although I have yet to hear back on grad school or the fellowship that I applied for, but I know that Emerson is on hiatus until March 23rd, so I don't expect to hear anything until then.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything is moving just a little bit slower.
Yep, and like colleges, most of them like are not even in session right now and are waiting until next week, I guess, to start up virtually, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess I will start in on the news. Yeah, so a lot of this, like, if you've been paying close attention to the news about the virus, then you will be familiar with most of this.
Yeah.
But, like, hopefully hearing it will, like, help you understand the progression if maybe you weren't paying perfect attention, which, like, you don't need to, or if you have been trying to hear as little news as is possible, hopefully this will be, like, a pretty digestible way to hear it and understand the news. So on March 11th, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison. I think we did mention that.
Yes.
But I think it was that he had been convicted but wasn't sentenced at the time, but he has been officially sentenced.
Yes, and I do know that his, particularly his lawyers, had actually requested a lenient sentence. I think they said that if he spent more than 5 years in prison, he wouldn't be likely to die there. And the jury said, promise?
I love that. Oh my god. In Kansas, there was voter suppression going on in both North Dakota and Missouri, and the Kansas City mayor was turned away from like, voting in that primary. Apparently the people who turned him away did not know that he was the mayor, which is pretty bad. And he is quoted saying, if a mayor can get turned away, that would mean anybody can.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of voter suppression going on, or at least there was, because now pretty much every primary is being pushed back to at least June. Yeah, so the NBA paused all games on March 11th. I believe at this time they have canceled all games. And on the 11th, the U.S. suspended most travel from Europe. As of today, they have escalated that to like a level 4, I believe, like prohibition of travel. So it's like if you can stay in Europe and you are a U.S. citizen, stay in Europe. But if you absolutely have to get home, you will be allowed back into the country. But you yes. have to be quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, and going off sort of just the NBA thing, but in addition to the NBA, it's actually most sports. I know that American soccer has been postponed, European soccer. Mm-hmm. If it hasn't been outright canceled for the rest of the season, it's been postponed until May.
Yep. Which probably before it even gets to May, it'll be canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like they had postponed it till April, and then I think in the past couple days that would postponed it until May.
Jeez.
And so it really is sort of, I think, just about like every sport that's going on has been. I know spring training for baseball has been canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So. Really, any sort of public sports event has been just...
Yep. And it's, like, not even safe for the players to convene to play because it yes. would, like, be way more than the amount of people that are allowed to convene and also, like, getting sweaty and, like, being in close contact and it's just, like, a whole big ol' mess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. On the 11th, Senate GOP... blocked emergency paid sick leave. Like, it was a bill that was being proposed and had made its way through the House, but the GOP, including Worm Mitch McConnell, he looks like a little
fucking
milkworm.
Bitch McConnell.
There we go. Uh-huh. Yeah, so they blocked that from moving forward, and then fucking today, after multiple different senators and representatives from the House had said, hey, we should, like, give every American X amount of money as, like, relief from the virus,
mm-hmm.
because, like, the virus is causing most things to be shut down, so, like, people can't work, blah, blah, blah. That is probably not a surprise to anyone listening to this podcast. But, yeah, because of that, people are either being laid off or not being scheduled, or are being told not to come into work, but that, like, they can't be paid, like Griffin. And Mitch McConnell today was like, oh, like, I am gonna, like, propose this bill that would pay every American $1,200 and $500 for children. Which is, like, he's just doing it because he wants to look like he's doing a good thing, even though, like, Democrats were the ones who started it, and initially the amount started at $1,000, and has been increased to, I think the latest bill was 2,000, and I did see someone propose 4,000, but I don't think 4,000 will actually go through. But it's generally between $1 to $2,000 that they're trying to give every American, mm-hmm. and then 500 additionally for children. So if you have children, let's say you're like a single mother with like two kids, you would receive 2,000 total, assuming that the number was 1,000 for every adult.
Yeah.
Or it'd be like 2,200 if Mitch's bill goes through. But we'll see. Which is also a huge, like, turnaround from his previous actions, but whatever.
Either way, we should still drag him screaming through the streets.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, what else? Pretty much every university in the country moved all of their classes online and have kicked students off of campus, which is somewhat a good thing. I'm like, I personally am in the camp that it is a bad thing because there are too many students who are food insecure and housing insecure that as a result of this are now homeless or don't like really have a place to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm certain there are a lot of students who rely on the jobs that they have either on campus or off campus who now are being told, well, you have to leave your dorm. And so you actually can't, if you can't live there, you can't work like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would hope that a lot of these people are relying on friends inviting them into their homes and being like, don't worry, like, we'll feed you. You can stay here. No worries. But like, I don't know. I don't know anyone who's even going through that situation because my students are affluent and all of my friends had places to go.
Yeah.
If they were students. So I'm not really sure.
But yeah, and I'm sure, I don't know how common sort of a situation like that is, but I'm sure there's, you know, at least some students out there who, you know, work at the Starbucks on campus and now mm-hmm. are being, you know, kicked out of their dorms so they don't have somewhere to live.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know the stats on housing insecurity for college students, but I do know that one in every four college students is food insecure. So that's really fun.
So I sort of understand where universities are coming from in terms of trying to...
They would be liable.
Yeah.
If an outbreak happened on campus or in the general vicinity of where students are convening.
Yeah, and sort of, like, I understand sort of where they're coming from, but it's also... It, like, the fact that such, like, that decision was sort of rushed through, that with, like, almost practically no prior warning, students were told, actually, you can't come back to your dorms except to get your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were already in your dorm, you have to leave, like, with maybe, like, I think it was really just, like, just a few days' notice, almost.
Yeah. Yep. My students were told, well, they were all on campus, and break wasn't supposed to start until tomorrow for them. But they were told last Wednesday, late at night, last Wednesday in the very late evening, mm-hmm. that they had to be off campus by Monday at noon. So they had like 4 days, 5 days?
Yeah.
No, four.
4 days. Yeah.
So unreal. People have had to spend hundreds of dollars that lots of people don't have just to like bring their kids back home. So it's a lot, and schools aren't offering to help. A lot of schools are not providing any financial assistance, just because like now students are doing all their classes online. They don't have to heat the buildings or use the lights or anything, so like they should be giving tuition remission, but most schools are refusing to do so, one of them being the University of Pittsburgh. Fuck off, Chancellor Gallagher. I hope you rot in hell.
Yeah, which we, or at least many of my friends I know have sort of at least once referred to it as the University of Shittsburg.
It is. He has made the university worse.
Yeah, so this is the point where we talk about our very particular regional politics. such as how, you know, the University of Pittsburgh is garbage and UPMC is garbage.
UPMC is like the healthcare provider that like came out of the university, but then like as a result unlawfully bans bars like people living in Pittsburgh without UPMC specific healthcare. Like you cannot go to even those hospitals. So, like, I personally struggled to find doctors in Pittsburgh, which sucked because I'm sick as fuck. Not in the cool way. I'm just Jewish.
Yeah, so it's the kind of thing where, UPMC doctors only take pretty much UPMC insurance. So it's a, what's a delicate way to put this. It's a goddamn racket.
Yeah.
And it's the mm-hmm. it's the largest employer in the state of Pennsylvania, and it's still classified as a nonprofit. So they
are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I believe it still is. So like they pay very minimal taxes.
Assholes.
So if you live in Pennsylvania, and even if you're not living in the west of Pennsylvania, where this sort of issue is sort of the most prevalent. If you're living in Pennsylvania, protest against UPMC because they fucking blow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So, to continue with the rest of the coronavirus nonsense that has been happening, on March 12th, the Federal Reserve, tried to inject $1.5 trillion into the stock market, but, like, clearly these people who work at the Federal Reserve are fucking stupid. The problem was not that the market was failing because people were selling stocks or buying stocks too quickly. It was, well, it would be selling, but whatever. The problem is because people cannot work, and gross domestic production is lower because people cannot work. So they were trying to fix the wrong problem and then indebted our country. Well, not like indebted, but they gave money to the wrong people and were completely unhelpful. So... that was incredibly stupid.
Yeah. I just want to point out, I'm so glad that you know stuff about the stock market. Because I know shit about economics.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, people be like, the stock market's down. And I'm like, that sounds bad.
yeah, it's really, really bad. Yeah, I can actually talk about this a little bit. Because I find economics to be fascinating.
I'm glad one of us does.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I'm not particularly like great at like application, but I'm pretty solid on like theoretical economics. Do not talk to my environmental economics professor about it though, because she hates me because I could not do the test good. yeah, but. Like I was saying, so the stock market is basically like you are purchasing part of a company when you buy stocks. Generally, like to buy stocks, it's like anywhere from like $50 to like a few thousand for a share. And shares are usually like not really worth much. What you want is you want to be able to buy like some amount of shares at once. Because then they like grow. And as the value increases, once it increases to a certain level, then the stocks will split and then you will receive what's called like a dividend.
Mm-hmm.
And so like your stocks then multiply, but then you also get like a little bit of money back, which is pretty cool and interesting. My pop-up was really into the stock market, which is, like, kind of how I know about it, because he bought all of my stocks. Yeah. But the... yeah, obviously it was dropping because, like, companies can't make anything.
Yeah.
And they can't sell internationally, blah, 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 blah. All of that just impacts the stock market at large. So, because people were producing less, the value of the market overall, which is measured by the Dow Jones.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll hear, like, Dow Jones, that's just the average of the entire market.
Because I was going to say, because it's, like, Dow Industrial or whatever. So yes. It's, like, the sort of industrial product or whatever is sort of the, like, I guess the measure of that. So it's if the level of industry drops.
Then everything drops. Yeah. So it... I don't remember how much it has dropped over the last, like, week and a half. But I believe last time we talked, it was, like, it had dropped, like, 200 in one day. And then I believe, like, 500 another day.
Mm-hmm.
And then twice this last week, it dropped 2,000 points within a day. So it was like 2 days in a row, it dropped like overall about 4,000. And it, within the last week, we had the worst recorded like drop in the stock market since the 2008 recession. So that's pretty bad.
That is very bad.
Yeah, but this is also like a temporary problem as opposed to like the housing bubble, which was a much more like longer term issue. So we don't know how much is going to bounce back, meaning that we don't know whether or not it's going to cause like an actual recession. Because I think you and I looked that up, and it has to be over two financial quarters for it to be a recession.
Okay. I was
because I feel like we asked that question last week.
I feel like we probably did. Yeah, I feel like this is also the kind of thing where, in terms of whether or not it would cause a recession, is like as soon as I think the, you know, industrial capacity, sort of like manufacturing capacity, is back to what it normally is, it'll like it's going to sort of naturally bounce back at least a little bit. And there might be some lasting damage because, you know, it dropped. And so people are, you know, panic buying or selling panic selling.
Yeah, it would be panic selling. But I've not heard about anyone panic selling. And I have a family member who works in the stock market.
Okay.
I think it's really about like the actual production that's like not happening anymore.
Yeah. So it'll probably, once production is back, at least bounce back a little.
You would think.
Yeah, you'd think.
We'll see what happens. I mean, small businesses are pretty much fucked. And I'll get a little bit more into that in a minute. But also on March 12th, Justin Trudeau's wife tested positive for COVID-19. So the two of them were placed in isolation.
If only it could have been Trudeau himself.
I'm sure he'll get it. Yeah. So the Trump administration has started to sort of opening the door to mobilize Medicaid in such a way that it can fight the coronavirus. Medicaid is for old people, I believe.
No, Medicaid is for
for poor people.
For people in poverty. And then Medicare is for the elderly.
Okay.
So, because Medicare is effectively, it's like, oh, you're elderly, will and no, but you, like, existing is a pre-existing condition, so we'll cover you.
To qualify you. Yeah,
to qualify,
yeah.
So we'll care for you. And then Medicaid is, I think they just give you, they're like, well, you're so poor that, you like, it actually costs more money to have you not have health insurance.
Yep. Yeah. So I assume that they're trying to see what they can do to make it so that everyone can receive coverage regardless of the their income level, just because, like, if people don't receive treatment, like, they could infect others, and then we'll just continue to have this horrible bell curve effect, and everyone will get sick, and blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah,
very stressful. Unrelated, Chelsea Manning has been ordered to be released from jail, which is pretty great. Chelsea Manning is a trans woman who was... I can't remember why she was put in jail.
It's because she leaked NSA documents.
Yeah, she was involved in WikiLeaks.
I think she leaked documents that it was either, because I can't remember what she did and what Edward Snowden did, because I think they did similar things. So she's American, like, she was a whistleblower.
Yes.
And so I forget specifically what the documents she leaked were related to.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember if they were spying. I can't remember if they were, like, the NSA spying on everyone. Yeah, it was espionage.
Yeah. Yeah. But... She was supposed to be released in 2017 because Obama commuted her sentence, but she did not... she wasn't released because she, like, incurred a bunch of fines by refusing to testify before a grand jury because she doesn't believe in the grand jury process, which seems a little kind of little off the rails, but, like, whatever. At least she is out of prison. Because I know that that was, like, a really big injustice that happened with her case.
Yeah, I think specifically she objected to the fact that the grand jury proceedings would be closed. So, like, it wasn't an open process, so that, like, it wasn't transparent. And so she thought that it was going to be essentially a way to target political dissent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so she refused a subpoena to testify, and so was held in contempt of court.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I don't remember what day this was, but Governor Whitmer of Michigan closed all K-12 schools throughout the entire state of Michigan through April 5th. I don't know if that has expanded. This was, like, starting on March 16th. As of now, I know that all schools K-12 are closed in Ohio, and I believe at least in Pittsburgh as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know where else schools are closed, but I believe most schools in most places are closed.
Yeah, I was going to say most states that have sort of any sort of number of cases, I think, are, if they haven't already closed schools or at least considering it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Griffin, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a really deeply troubling image that the Washington Post shared on March 12th.
I did not.
That was burial pits that were being dug in Iran for like people who will die of the coronavirus, because they have already had, like, a huge amount of people pass away.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, there was, like, images of people who were digging their own graves, which is just, like, so dark.
Yeah, I think the official death toll in Iran is currently at 1,135.
Jesus.
And that is as of March 18th.
So yesterday. When we're recording this.
And that's out of a total number of cases of about 17,000.
So that's 17,000. And on March 12th, when the article that I'm looking at was written that showed the graves, around 846 people had it.
Wow.
So that's how quickly it has escalated. So that's really... really not good. Yeah, but the interesting, well, it's not interesting, but one of the other features to note about the burial pits is that they are so big that they can be seen from space.
Yes, so it was satellite images.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So that's really sad. So here's a positive thing, which is that Donald Trump has issued an executive order waiving interest on federal student loans. So that's great. I know most loan providers are being much more, like, forgiving right now with if you can't pay your student loans. So they'll just, like, let you waive them for any reason, pretty much. If you just say straight up, like, I can't pay it right now, they will let you not pay. And they also are not allowed to collect interest, which is great. Yeah, so on March 11th, I don't know why some of my news goes back and forth and forwards in time, but on the 11th, that was when we started seeing our first layoffs in the U.S. So that was really stressful. It started off with a bunch of drivers in L.A. I know that now pretty much every restaurant worker in Oberlin, Ohio, which is where I live, they have been laid off. So that's awful for them, because if you aren't working and your bills aren't frozen, you have to pay them.
Nobody's hiring now.
Yeah, no one's hiring at all. You could not get a job if you tried. So, yeah. A lot of countries in Europe have now closed their borders. I know that no one can get into Italy.
Yeah.
I believe Spain and France have also closed their borders. Stuff like that.
And it's not even just Europe. Australia and New Zealand as well.
Really?
Yeah, have both closed their borders to non-residents. Damn. So if you are...
That's smart, though, because I feel like they have, like, fewer cases than Europe and the U.S. right now.
Yeah, so it's... so long as you are a citizen or a permanent resident or a family member of a citizen or permanent resident, you are allowed to enter at least Australia. It's actually both because it's a sort of a joint operation between the two countries. But anyone who does not qualify that is not allowed to travel there for the time being. That'll start actually tomorrow. What's tomorrow for us, but it'll be March 20th.
Animal Crossing comes out and Australia closes their borders. What is that saying? When God closes a door, he opens a window. But in a similar vein, I feel like this was yesterday. I have the news story saved, but I'm like going to be going through like a fuck ton of news. Canada closed their border between Canada and the U.S. So you cannot go through anymore. On Sunday, Governor Mike DeWine closed all bars and restaurants. You can get takeout and delivery, but nothing else. I know that the same thing has happened in Allegheny County, yes. Montgomery County, and Bucks County, I believe. Those are like the most populated counties in Pennsylvania.
Besides Philadelphia.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
As it is, I can't go out and, like, eat a sit-down meal. I can still order food if I want and if I get sick of eating pasta, but...
Yeah. I mean, you could go to the grocery store.
I could go to the grocery store. I could go to the grocery store. And actually, I know some grocery stores are actually, have started like grocery delivery, services.
That's so good. That's so necessary.
So, I know James is, I think, set up a grocery delivery from Giant Eagle.
That's so good. Oh, I love Giant Eagle and the man who owns Giant Eagle cause he pays my salary.
But I may have to sort of follow James's example and do the same.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, makes sense. I don't think I can start up my HelloFresh for this week. Yeah, it was supposed to come today, but I canceled it because I thought we were going to be traveling, but I have it on for like next week. So I'll have fresh food coming, but right now I'm going to be eating frozen shit for a while.
Yeah, I've been eating Jenna left some frozen food here, and says she's not coming back for the rest of the semester. It is up for grabs, which means it's mine.
Hell yeah!
So, I've been eating some of that to put off cooking.
True. Unrelated to the virus, Biden decided that he was now gonna back free public university tuition. So that's good, but also, like, do I believe him? No, because he's a slimy man. But apparently this is to, like, try and win over progressives, because, like, that's one of the main reasons why we like Bernie, so.
Yeah, I will say it's, regardless of whether or not Bernie wins the nomination, he's done a very good job in wrenching the political discourse to the left.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So, like, the idea that it's now, like, the fact that Medicare for All is, like, it's
one of the top issues.
It's one of the top issues, and, like, free public education, or sort of higher education. The fact that those are issues at all is real, when, like, before 2016, like, that would sort of unheard of, I think, outside of, like, sort of the very fringes of the Democratic Party. And so now those are sort of, like, there's a major ideological sort of split there, between, folks like me and, my parents to sort of, like, a certain extent, and then, you know, other folks and, who are very at, like, anti- sort of some of that stuff, and that they, you know, sort of the, I guess, the Biden camp, where they really want sort of just the return to normalcy, without realizing that normalcy fucking blows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can't have normalcy again. We couldn't even have normalcy in 2016 because young folks knew what sort of our economic prospects were going to be because we had the chips stacked against us. And so that's why so many of us were really interested in Bernie last Democratic primary season, and why we are still interested in him, because not really anything has changed in the way of ensuring stable financial futures for us.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing where it's like I'm on the verge of pretty much telling my parents, like, listen, if, you know, Bernie doesn't win the nomination, you might never have grandkids.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You know, it's the kind of thing where it's like, hey, take that in the mind when you're voting.
If you want grandchildren.
Yeah, older folks, if you, even if you don't like, Bernie, and prefer Biden, think, will this jeopardize the potential of future grandchildren? because the answer is probably yes.
Yeah.
If you vote for Biden.
Yeah, that's very true. There's been a lot of studies that have been coming out saying that people who are asymptomatic are more often than not the ones who are spreading the coronavirus. And that is probably mostly young people. It's pretty likely that anyone who you know who is, like, a little sick in January might have had it, or people who just, like, are fine but are still, like, doing their life, they probably have it, which is why it's better to be quarantined. I do believe at this point most people are quarantined unless they're idiots and are vacationing in Miami, which a lot of people are doing, but blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Whatever. I'm going to keep moving forward and try and, like, get through this as quickly as I can because I have so much news, but they're all very much similar to each other. Mitt Romney is now also in the, like, giving families money during the coronavirus outbreak camp. So that's pretty interesting. Bernie Sanders has called for paid leave, a moratorium on evictions during the virus, which Trump has actually called for. You cannot be evicted And banks cannot foreclose on your house during this time.
So that is only, I believe, that does only apply to federal government foreclosures.
Oh, yeah.
But, beyond that, and I know a lot of municipal and sort of state governments are also proposing or have passed similar things. The Federal Housing Finance Agency has suspended foreclosures and evictions for at least 60 days.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Yeah. I'm so sorry if I keep on getting loud. I just trying to be fast, and also I care so much, and I just naturally get very loud when those things are happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Allegedly, coronavirus victims in Italy are going to be denied intensive care if they are 80 or older, or they're in really poor health, if the pressure on beds increase, because there's not that many hospital beds, and so they really cannot take that many more people into the hospitals. The way that it is worded in this Telegraph article says that patients are worried that they will be left to die, which is really bleak, and is probably true, but it is scary. Yeah.
Yeah. This is why quarantine measures really need to be enforced, because what we are seeing is so many people are going to the hospital that regardless of whether or not it's specifically so a lot of the cases were sort of moderate or to severe coronavirus, where it may not even necessarily kill you. But mm-hmm. You're going to require care. And so you go to the hospital and you're taking up a bed and you're taking up the time of sort of the nurses or the physicians.
They're completely understaffed right now. And all are risking their lives.
Yes, exactly. But, if someone comes in with another severe condition that could kill them, they may not be able to get the quality of care that they require in order to, sort of do well or even sort of survive whatever malady that they have. Mm-hmm. And so, the main issue is that people are going to get sick and die of coronavirus. The main issue is that if we all get sick at once, then, the whole medical system will break down.
Will collapse. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So that's why all of those people out there who have been I'm pretty young. I'm young and healthy, so, I may not get sick. It's not just you might pass it to your grandmother who then dies. But it's also the case where it's you're infecting a lot of people who may be sort of required to be even if they only need to be hospitalized for just the test. They're taking up time.
People in the States being left in their cars while the test is happening.
Yeah.
Which is probably much better than bringing them into the hospital.
But you're still taking up the time and effort that could be used on people who really, really require urgent care.
Yes, that's very true. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on March 17th made a shelter-in-place order. So everyone is pretty much stuck in their houses. And that will stand for 48 hours since the announcement was made, which means that it might be over as of tomorrow. They might extend it. I haven't seen anything. Yes. So, yeah. That's something. The amount of coronavirus infections across the entire world as of yesterday was 200,000, and the Associated Press said that it was likely to kill 8,000 people, or like more than 8,000 total. I don't know. We'll see. The USDA is fighting to purge food stamp recipients despite the pandemic. So they're trying to kick people off of food stamps. So that's fucking great. I hope the USDA sucks my dick. I hate them. I'm so mad at them. Whatever. I will not talk about this anymore. The State Department is urging people to... Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Is they're like, you gotta go home now or stay abroad.
Yeah.
I saved a bunch of other stuff and now it's like getting all fakakta and I can't read it. It's so frustrating. And I guess the last thing that I have, because I couldn't read the other stuff, is that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has decided to back Joe Biden.
Of course she has.
Bad news to end my section. It only took fucking 52 minutes.
Oh my God.
So I hope that you are still able to present your news and I didn't take up too much time.
Yeah, no worries.
But also it's okay for us to be a little bit long because people have nothing better to do than listen to podcasts and sit around in their houses.
Yeah, and I some of our news overlapped, so...
Good.
I'll be able to go through some of them. A lot of mine is... Of course, related to coronavirus, that's the only thing that's on the damn news these days.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening so fast, like, just new developments all over the place.
Yes. So, my first news, tens of thousands of people have gathered in Bangladesh for a mass prayer session, which was yesterday, Wednesday, March 18th.
That seems like a horrible idea.
So, yes. Upwards, it depends sort of on which accounts you read, but between 10 and 30,000 Muslims
that's a fuck ton
sort
of people.
Gathered for a mass prayer event. So it was in the town of Raipur in Lak Shmipur district of Bangladesh, and is thought to sort of comes off the back of another religious event in Malaysia, which was confirmed as the source of more than 500 local infections in Malaysia and also led to infections in Brunei, Singapore, and Cambodia. So the organizers of the event did not get permission from the local authorities.
Yeah, because they would have been denied permission.
That's not necessarily unusual for sort of such events in Bangladesh. So it's definitely people are concerned about whether or not it'll cause sort of another outbreak. But as we were saying earlier,
it's likely.
Yeah, it's likely. but as we said earlier, please do not go to large events like this. It's not just for your own health, but for your friends, your family, your neighbors.
And people you don't even know that could be infected as a result of, like, yourself or other asymptomatic people or people who will become symptomatic later, like, passing it along without knowing.
Yes. And I know people have been saying, it's like, oh, well, it only affects those who are immunocompromised. And I can assure you, you know way more people who are immunocompromised than you realize.
Yep. And it's also not that it only impacts them. It's just that it impacts them more.
Yes.
Like, their symptoms will be more severe, so it makes it easier to identify. But they aren't the only people who can get it.
Yes.
Like, Griffin or I... Griffin technically has asthma, which is an immunocompromisation. But, otherwise, Griffin's fairly healthy. And even though I claim that I am sick most of the time because I am, like, technically in the world of this, fairly healthy. So, but, like, either one of us could also, like, get it and be sick.
Yeah.
We would probably survive and be fine afterwards, but that doesn't mean that we couldn't get it and suffer from it.
So, yes. Also, so in other coronavirus news, Italy's death toll has overtaken China's.
I saw that.
The number of deaths in Italy is over 3,400, which is over the 3,245 reported deaths by China. Although there's mm-hmm. been questions about the reliability of data coming out of China. But
that's also higher than the AP tweet that I just talked about. I wonder if they were referring to within the United States. That would make more sense.
It's possible. But so, yeah. So as of the current numbers, so this is from today, the 19th. You mentioned, so it's there have been apparently 220,000 cases worldwide with more than 9,000 deaths.
Fuck.
So the number of cases in China is still much higher than in Italy, so it's nearly double the amount. Mm. So that's why I think people have been calling into question the reliability of the death report from China, because it would mm-hmm. sort of, I think, seem to buck some of the trends in terms of the lethality. In Brazil, there is the sort of coronavirus has prompted mass protests in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro against Jair Bolsonaro's presidency. There are already 500 cases in Brazil, including two government ministers, and four people have died. However, Bolsonaro has dismissed precautions taken against the COVID-19 as hysteria and fantasy, and sort of has taken a weak response to stopping the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And 14 sort of government officials from Brazil who traveled to meet President Trump have tested positive for the for coronavirus.
Wonderful. However, glad.
However, I believe as of this time, Trump has been tested and has said that he tested negative, which is same case for Bolsonaro.
Yeah. He'll probably later test positive. Like, it's just bound to happen.
We shall see. In other Latin American news, a pregnant woman from Guatemala dies after falling while trying to climb a border wall between U.S. and Mexico.
Oh, my God.
So, a 19-year-old 19-year-old woman named Miriam Stephanie Giron Luna. She was trying to climb a steel mesh barrier near El Paso, Texas. When she fell from the wall, she was taken to a nearby hospital where doctors tried to save her life and to deliver her baby by emergency C-section, although they failed on both accounts.
That's awful.
The cause of death was, so she was taken to a hospital with a cerebral hemorrhage, liver and kidney lacerations, and a pelvic fracture. And so she died from her injuries on Tuesday, which is the 17th of March.
Jeez.
So she was 8 months pregnant.
That's awful.
In New Zealand, a law has been passed decriminalizing abortion up to 20 weeks into a pregnancy. And so
I didn't know that their laws were so backwards before this.
Yes, so it was a law that had been in force since 1977, and so the bill passed its third reading by 68 votes to 51. And so it will be the Justice Minister Andrew Littles said yesterday, from now on, abortions will be rightly treated as a health issue. So
Good. Good.
Previously, abortions were only available if there was a serious danger to the pregnant woman's health, and it had to be approved by two separate doctors.
Holy fuck. That's awful.
Yes. So this is clearly a step forward. And
finally.
Yes, finally. In Iraq, Iraq's president, has named Adnan al-Zerfi as a prime minister designate, in a bid to try and end months of political deadlock. So this is a similar situation as had been happening to, Israel, previously, where, the larger groups would not be able to agree on a coalition to succeed the former prime minister, Abdul Mahdi. So Mr. Zerfi has previously served three terms as governor of the province of Najaf between 2004 and 2015. And so he, according to the Iraqi constitution, he has 38 days to name a cabinet and get parliamentary approval. We will see how that goes. Although many, other lawmakers in Iraq have said that it will be sort of an uphill battle for him. As the main Shia political parties have objected to his nomination, so it'll probably be unlikely for him to gain parliamentary support.
Okay.
So, in Germany, police have raided neo-Nazi it's Reichsbürger movement premises nationwide. It's an anti-Semitic far-right movement, and they have seized neo-Nazi propaganda and firearms in 10 of Germany's 16 states.
Wow.
So the targeted group was the United German Peoples and Tribes, a group which is part of the larger Reichsbürger movement, which is estimated to have 19,000 members in Germany. So previously, Reichsbürger members have been sort of sentenced for previous murders. So there was one in October of 2017 who was sentenced to life in prison for killing a policeman during a raid on his home. And the the gunman from last month who was arrested in the western town of Hanau after murdering 9 people. Was also, I think, had links to the movement.
Interesting.
So the Reichsbürger members do not recognize the post-war German government. And they...
Oh my God!
And so they believe in the continued existence of the German Empire, or Reich.
I don't know why they don't believe in the world that's literally occurring around them.
They don't recognize it, and they're also, of course, Holocaust deniers.
Of course, yeah.
So, but hopefully they get put away forever.
Yep, it'd be awesome.
So many, and then my final piece of news is that many U.S. prisons have been releasing prisoners to stem infections of COVID-19. So New York City specifically is releasing vulnerable prisoners, according to Bill de Blasio. And so this is after LA and Cleveland have also freed hundreds of inmates. Those vulnerable prisoners are those with underlying health problems, as well as they're considering releasing those who have committed only minor offenses, such as nonviolent drug infractions, which they should, those people shouldn't be in prison anyway. So,
yep. It's almost like the virus, like, is creating structural change that we've been wanting for, like, years.
So, Yes. Yeah, I was going to say it's like the idea that people have been like, oh, let's push through, like, everyone gets paid sick leave. And like stuff like that. And
it's almost like we needed a crisis for it to happen.
The fact that people are still opposed to it while, you know, during the crisis is, I think, part of the issue. Many states have also started banning in-person visitation, which has, in last week in Italy, a similar ban has actually led to a prison riot.
Oh, wow.
So, that's interesting. And then federal agencies have said they will postpone most arrests and deportations during the crisis. Although that...
I have been seeing people being arrested and deported.
Yes, so that has been called into question by people. So,
yeah. Another thing that I wanted to mention, but people probably already know this, is that most, in addition to most schools going digital, most nursing homes are not accepting any visitors at all. So that's an important thing to note in case you don't know. I don't know. Just what you said about visitation during, like at prisons made me think of it. So, yeah.
That was my last bit of news. And I guess, do we have anything more to say about the quarantine?
I mean, I guess what I want to know is, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most, how stressed are you at this current moment about the virus and all the things that come with it?
I'd say probably a 5 or 6.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I'm sort of, because, like, obviously it's causing a lot of, because I think the biggest issue isn't the virus itself. It's the financial problems and the social problems that it's causing. So it's, you know, it's the collapse in some certain cases, or not the strain it's being putting on sort of medical infrastructure, and sort of some of the financial infrastructure, and the fact that people, I was going to say, like, I'm not getting paid, like, I can't go to work, and I know Cass is in the same sort of situation as I am, and I know there are a lot of people like that, who really can't work from home, but their people they're working for, or the companies they're working for, aren't allowing them to get paid for that work. Some of the measures that I'm seeing sort of actually give me a little bit of hope that maybe it won't be as terrible as I expect it to be. There is that bill that's been proposed that will give, you know, every American $1,200. The fact that a lot of places have, you know, put moratoriums on evictions and home repossessions. So it seems to be, even though we're a little bit late to the party on sort of like getting some of those things through, I think it is the case where I think it's not going to be as terrible, I think, as it could have been if those hadn't been through. I'm a little bit nervous that about sort of like that stuff, but it's also looking like maybe it won't be as bad as I, you know, was expecting, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah. I would say that I'm probably, after reading those news stories, I feel like I'm back to a 7 again. I did have to send my psychiatrist a message through the online portal like a few days ago and be like, hey, like, last minute, like, I super duper need you to send an as-needed anxiety medication to the CVS. And he did. thank God. He was like, I totally understand. A lot of people are more anxious than ever. And was just very nice about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely after like going through all of that news all at once, like I'm starting to feel stressed again.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's totally understandable. Where it definitely is not a unstressful time to be alive.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And it has prolonged me hearing back on things that have been giving me
anxiety. Yeah.
Just like on a personal level. I think I, like, as much as I am unhappy with my job and the organization that I work for, since now everything is like online and I've basically been freed of all duties, like a little bit of me is like, oh, like maybe, like, it won't be so bad if I have to stay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not like they're going to, like, not let people into college or whatever. Like, I don't know. We'll see. I guess really, like, I mean, the news is the most important thing that we could share at this current time. I mean, everyone knows that they should be social distancing, that they should be taking it seriously, and they should be washing their hands multiple times a day at any moment that they can. Antibacterial hand sanitizer is not going to help you because it cannot break through the like lipid layer that like is in a virus that soap actually breaks down. So that's like,
yeah. So you'll, if you do use hand sanitizer, you'll want to use a hand sanitizer that is at least 70% alcohol. Ones that are not alcohol based will not break down that lipid bilayer. So, and like honestly, the higher the alcohol content, the better in that case.
That's interesting.
So, so yeah, but you're right, where it's, you really want, sort of either hand soap or, high alcohol content hand sanitizer. So,
yeah, I did not know that thing about the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. So I guess there's like two different types. So there's like the alcohol base and then there's like another base, and one's antibacterial, one's antimicrobial.
Ah, so you want antimicrobial. Yes. That's good to know. Huh. All right. Well, I don't think there's really anything else that we can say.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have taken more time with my news that I was doing so fast.
I know. I think we got to sort of a pretty decent time, even without...
Yeah.
I was going to say there's a lot of news in the world, and so... So much of it is about coronavirus.
And it's all changing so quickly. Very stressful. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope everyone out there is staying safe and, you know, taking care of themselves and others and avoiding crowds.
Yeah.
At all costs. So, yep.
All right.
Thank you guys. Oh,
I was gonna say, I was gonna say, you can follow us on Twitter. So I'm at Sir Griffington. Jesse's at Jesse_Quinn. Are we still at Avocado Toast PPN?
Yes, because I have not changed it yet.
No worries. And then also, if you want to support us on Anchor, that would be great. We would like money, please.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to buy Griffin a microphone. I say it every week. Yeah. Also, the more money you give us, the more Ticket to Ride games we can buy. So
I'm not saying we won't do that. But we probably won't do that. I guess that's it for this week.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. Eat the rich.